Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's a Friday. The youngest in charge, he went into a consultation today. And good to be with you on a Friday because they pick some games. They also do offense, defense, strategy, keys to the game. They do all the real football things on a football Friday here when Big L, who he's not the youngest in charge. I don't know how he keeps falling for that trick, but we'll see what happens. You excited, Anthony, about that? I don't sense a real level of confidence in you this week.
Oh, no, I definitely think we got a shot to win this game.
Oh, we got a shot. That's confidence?
Yeah, I mean, any game, like, both teams, you know, have chances to win the game. I think majority of the people definitely had the Rams, you know, winning yesterday's game. And to be honest, they should have won the game if, you know, he doesn't fumble on the one-yard line. But at the same token, players are out there to make plays. And, you know, the 49ers made more plays than the 49ers. I mean, than the Rams at the end of the day. But on Sunday, I definitely think if we allow – you know, Jaden Daniels to go out there and be himself. If we lean on that run game, I think from an offensive standpoint, I think we should be able to have some success. And then defensively, I'm expecting, you know, the D-line to go out there and wreak havoc. Again, I think everybody's talked about it. They're without two of their, you know, star tackles, Rashawn Slater, Joe Alt, and then also Mekhi Becton, the guard that they signed in free agency. So The fact they're without three of their best linemen, this should be more reason for this D-line to, you know, go out there and have some success. And we've seen them have success against bad offensive lines. The Giants, we were killing them. The Raiders, we won at the point of attack most of that game. So, Deron Payne, Javon Kinlaw, I'm definitely expecting, you know, a bounce-back game. But I want to see them also be able to do that against the good teams, the Packers, the Falcons. I don't only want to see us, you know, play well when teams are, you know, relying on their third and, you know, fourth string guards and tackles. Like, that's janky. That's janky. Because now you're selling us, you know, it's essentially fool's gold, like what our D-line is. If you can only, you know, play well against the bad offensive lines and not play well against the good offensive lines.
Well, I'm with you on that. That I agree with you 100%. 301-230-0980 is the number. Redemption. I'm looking forward. They've shown me they know how to do it when they're in the right frame of mind. Those are the two home games. They've also shown me how ugly it can look when they don't get in sync. And sometimes the opponent is just better. Where I am still not 100% sold on is how truly talented are we? And are we better on paper than in person? And these are the questions I need answered. Seems like when we put some of these top 100 players in the game and play them, they do okay. Yeah. Head coach of the Commanders is not the microphone. Let's tap in.
J-Mac, so three real guys, man, that were pumped, and we hit on the competitiveness all week, and they certainly fit to that. So hit to the team all week, complimentary ball. I thought through a good week, and today was the culmination of that, to make sure we could hit all the spots that we wanted to hit, and so we're ready to get rocking, so glad to open up to you guys.
Who is not full go for Sunday?
Who is not full go is the guys that we had ruled out from yesterday.
What have you thought about Jaden's week, and what do you expect?
Yeah, so I thought he threw a great week. I kind of mentioned, I thought he really, you know, put in the week over the last, and put in the time over the last few weeks to get himself to really push it. And, you know, all the way even up to now post-practice, you know, to get an extra couple small tweaks in to get exactly aligned like we want to. But he threw a good week, John.
Was there any doubt that he'd be able to start Sunday for you this week, or did you feel pretty good with the same week?
I felt good. I had fresh eyes for all the days and all the things, but I felt good going into it based on what I saw from, you know, the towards the end of last week. So I was optimistic.
Is that the brace he's going to wear that he was wearing today?
Yes.
Okay. Thanks.
What will you guys do tomorrow?
We'll have our normal Saturday practice. So that's the good piece of getting here. We tried to just make it as normal as we could. Practiced back home yesterday, flew out, meetings and cetera this morning, practiced like a Friday today here, and then our normal Saturday, you know, walkthrough to get ourselves exactly aligned like we want to.
Mm-hmm. People always say it's still earlier in the year, which is true relative to how many games are left. But at what point for you is it not early in the year anymore?
Well, I'd say early is kind of through that first quarter, and then as you're getting into the next space, you know, you want to see improvement. I think your team should get better as it's going. That doesn't mean one game, but it means just improvement. So I don't put like a timeline on it per se, but I do want to see us sharpening and getting better. I think when you watch around the league, you know, like even, you know, through games, how close they are. I think through the first quarter of the season, don't quote me on it, but, you know, almost 70% of the games within a score in the fourth quarter, that's the game. And knowing how to navigate those spots and nail them, that's why we spend so much time at the end of the game moments. And there'll be, so I told them, that likely be another one this week. You know, like, we'd have to prepare for when the air gets thin, we're at our best.
We talked about it before, but Jaden said, I'm going to have more people at this game than I normally have. This is 70 miles from where I went to high school. What's the discussion you have with him to stay level?
Yeah, I think not the over-trying piece, that's what you're saying too, and make sure he had a routine, which he did, coming here to make sure everybody's not pulling at your time, and that's the biggest thing usually, and our family and friends are all excited that you're there, so just want a little piece to say hello and check in, and so just knowing, hey, man, that's March, I'll get there, like I'm coming here on the trip, you know, to do business, and so he fully understands that.
What did you think of Mikey and Debo today?
Yeah, it was good to see them both. I thought were full speed and flying. I was anticipating that to go. Both of them were itching to, like, get more work in yesterday, but we just keep following the plan, man, to go through it. But they both had a really good day.
Deron in black today, just what's his
name? Yeah, so we gave him a day just get recovered and get going. So, we expect him ready to roll.
When Mikey came in to you guys, he had more of a slot, then he has to play a lot of outside. Is he adjusting this season to not playing outside, or is he just adjusting to getting back to the slot, or how do you kind of look at what he's up to so far?
Yeah, we play him through the camp some inside and out, but more inside, and that's kind of where we see him featured at.
Have you kind of seen him so
yeah
far?
like the whole team, man. There's things that I really love, and there's things that I want to see better from everybody. So he's somebody that has a lot of trust on this team. He's got a lot of playmaking ability, and we fully expect to see that from him and from his teammates, you know, and keep getting better.
Let's take with one Jayden, more. Last one.
With Jaden, I know you guys said no restrictions. You want him to be fully him when he's out there. Just over the last year plus or so, how have you seen him grow just in the way he protects himself on the field?
Yeah, that's an area that we want to really, like, make sure you constantly talk it through. And so even though he's done tremendous through the first year, like, he's still a young player and there's still things to grow and learn. When's one to let that play go? That might be, you know, a throwaway, or that's one to slide and get down. And so those are the lessons that you want to keep digging on. As you said, like, you don't want to take away from the competitive nature and when he can extend, but just the decision making when those come. And it's not something that he takes carelessly. We just got to keep pushing, keep reminding. I'm certain he will get there.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
All right. Thank you, everybody.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Okay. Rate it.
Rate it?
Yeah, well, so we do.
I mean, we got good news. We got Mikey. Him and Debo practiced today. They missed the first 2 days of practice this week. They didn't practice at all. So that's good news. Things are trending upwards. I was a little concerned, like, not having, you know, one of our better corners and our best wide receiver, now that Terry's also out, not practicing the last 2 days. So I was concerned about that. And then also Jaden, like, he's going to be playing. So granted, he'll have the brace on. Have you seen the brace?
I don't want to look at it.
Oh, you don't look at it at all? You'll see it Sunday?
No. I heard about it.
Ah.
Yeah. I keep thinking of Bob's, which is ignorant, and what he had. It's good that he has a brace. It's good that he can run with it. People play all the line, everybody's got a brace on up front.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want him to have to run around a lot to save his life anyway.
Yeah.
I want him to beat these people with his arm.
Yeah.
And his ability to hand off. And if you get ignorant, take off on you, because he can do that. I have a real crazy position on the braces because of the way I think. I might end up having everybody with a brace on, except for the wide receivers. Because that's just how I think. If it gives you that much strength and I can save you from losing you, I don't care how it looks, then you like RoboCop out there, but we going.
It's uncomfortable though, Doc.
Yeah, but my goal is to come straight off the ball anyway. So as long as we're going straight, okay, so it's ignorant. The receivers don't have to wear them. But everybody else, I value. If that saves you, yeah, maybe not for whatever with it, but that's okay. I'll live with that.
Yeah.
Because and B. Mitchell said this all the time, and he's absolutely right. The best ability is availability.
Mm-hmm.
We got too many young people miss games.
Yeah.
For me. That's why I love Bobby Wagner. This brother is going to make a fortune when he's done with the game. Because there's so few people that can walk it and talk it with tape backing up like what he did. You think he had a sleepless night in Atlanta? I bet he was. I bet it killed him. When you have the ability to do something and you no longer have that, it's not his fault. This is the weakest group he's played with. Legion of Boom was balling. They were freaks everywhere. Yet my boy playing the whole game, and I'm going, man, give him a little help. And to give Atlanta credit, what would our coaches do if they put somebody, a lot of great plays in long in the tooth. You know, and 24, hey, man, it's time. It's time. He's been close. Get to the quarterback. We got a lot of people that have picked up real thick bags, and they're not filling up the stat sheets. And maybe it's not their fault. What do we give coaches the biggest amount of pressure for? Utilize your your approach to meet your talent's needs. That's the best player that does his best work, and he don't even feel like he's extending himself because he's just in the right situation. It's like asking a point guard to play power forward. Who would do that? Only in a sense of desperation. So, you know, I think Marshawn, that's the dude I love the most. I just think we don't have the right situation for him yet. We want a guy ornery. I want my guy handsy. I want you to not like my guy because he's irritating. He's an irritant. He needs some help, though. He's not Daryl Green. Everybody else can't just make up things with speed. But that's the kind of disposition. I hate a soft corner. I swear to do. I love this dude. He's always mad. Something's always wrong. He's just ornery. He's scrappy. But he's also probably, this is the least athletic he's been in his life. It's tough. When you used to be, you so gifted, you could do certain things on your own. Now with these young kids, they got out here running, playing wide receiver now. It's crazy. So losing neighbors, I'm watching across the league. I hate losing anybody. I don't want a Cowboy to miss a game. I don't ever want to challenge you and you say, oh, we hit this guy out. No, I don't know. Please all show up. Let's roll. But this is, and last night, Niners? Backup quarterback, how you like him. What about the teams that now have two? We're one of them. But we got to get the one cranked up. So you ain't seen the one yet. And we talked about how many hours he's put behind watching, you know, the robot glasses and all this stuff. We haven't seen him yet. Suppose he decides to go in his bag of tricks. It'd be frightening. Because that's what we need now. Dude like him just might change the game. Give us a little bit. I think we need a little bit of a cushion. And then maybe we'll blitz a little bit more. I mean, there's just so many things that I don't want to be discussing a week from now about this. Because we are right on the tip. We're in line right now to where the fingers are going to start being pointed all over the place. See, we're used to losing. So, you know, we got a lot of people that got a whole bunch to say if you lose a few games. That's what we want to kind of avoid by making sure we can right our own ship. And that's what the Niners did. The Niners. They loaded. They took some hits, had some injuries, lost a game or so, been challenged. Look who they're beating now. So that's where we're at. This is salvageable. Ain't no sense to do a Buffalo and quit on your team because they're down by 16. Still time to go. Athan, welcome home.
Hey, my friend. I just want to know, is anybody mad yet? Because they said that the head coach could read his body language. He seemed like he was upset. And I talked to you before the season started, and I said my biggest fear was this team would become complacent and think about last year. And now you got your best corner is a guy who didn't play here last year. Your best safety is a guy who didn't play here last year. Everybody played here last year, but don't know the scheme, doesn't know their assignment. See, I'm glad we can beat bad teams. We've proven that. We did that last year, okay? But what are we going to do to impose our will on somebody else? See, I don't want to see Jaden come back and go out there and laughing and giggling with the other team on Sunday. I want to see somebody who is pissed off. You can't come back here money in the next game. I think it's Monday Night Football against the Bears, who want to come in here and kick our ass because of the last play of the game last year. I want to know, am I going to finally see this McGee kid? Can he play 10% of the snaps? How about this Owens kid? Could I see him 10% of the snaps? Because you told me stories about Joe Bugle throwing the projector through the wall. He was so mad. When's somebody going to get pissed off and do their job? And because I don't buy a professional that just Pop Warner teams that know their assignment better than these guys do. Four games in, they can fix it. But I want to see somebody who's mad, who's violent, who's angry, who sounds like me.
Well, I can say this to you, and you're a big enough sports historian to understand. The greatest of all time, Muhammad Ali, was laughing and clowning on people in the ring. There's all kind of ways of greatness. Some guys are that good that they can smile and talk back and mess with you during a contest and still whip you behind. But you got to be super talented for that. And I think you'll agree. Who clowned more than Ali? And he still was a bad man.
I agree with that.
So JD, to me, I think is a defense mechanism. When you look at him, I call him Gumby. When you look at him and you look at some of these people that are chasing him, he's using psychological warfare on these big goons. I think he takes their edge off. So that the fact that they don't – I really think he's manipulative in a psychological sense. It's brilliant. Tom Brady didn't talk a whole bunch of trash. Well, there you go.
As long as the results of the W, I don't care.
Yeah.
So amen to that.
So that's my take on it. Because I don't care if he spins somebody's face or he licks them like ice cream cone. I need him to play better and people around him to play better. Just do your job better so we can win the game. That's all I ask for. I don't care what they do, how they do it. That's not my job. My job is to evaluate what I see. And what I see now is a team just learning how to manage its own assets and it not doing a very good job at it. And that's got to change. You know, what the hell? We not pumped up? We flat? On the road? Why would we be that? We got Jack LaLanne and we've got every motivational speaker in the world over there. What the hell's the issue? So I'm waiting to see the game. I don't give a crap about anything that's said, anything before the game. The game will talk for itself and then we'll go from there.
Actions speak louder than words. There we go. Right.
But I tell you what we won't do. We won't be like Buffalo and walk out on them. down 16. I can promise you that. I'm going
Amen
nowhere.
Amen to that, my friend.
I'm going nowhere. All right, brother. Appreciate you calling. And the big fellow will be back. He'll be on again. I think he's in. Had to go get his tonsils checked from all that screaming and hollering he does. It is 5:23 here in the nation's capital. Got a whole bunch more for you. And love hearing it coming from your mind. You can tell right now that the balloon has been busted right now. Our people are trying to be realistic. I love it. Stay with us.